latest issue of the Idle Class magazine will be out any day now, perhaps available as early as tomorrow. The publication of art, literature, and culture has gone through a bit of transformation recently. Founder Cody Ford has stepped aside for the most part to focus on other pursuits. So last week, we talked with Julia Trupp, the editor at Idle Class, about the new issue that has a theme of fashion and art.
The Idle Class now works with the Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum, and Fashion Week is coming in the beginning of April, so it just kind of seemed like the most timely thing to do, having this be the fashion issue, because we wanted to showcase our sister organization and also have kind of some art in with fashion, because the Idle Class is all about celebrating and showcasing the arts in Arkansas. So we have stories about drag and how there's an art and almost therapeutic sense of fashion and storytelling and just feeling with a drag family here in Northwest Arkansas. We also have cosplay and just different kind of quirky stories that some people are like, oh, that is fashion, and it has an art to it as well.
What's interesting about cosplay and drag is the detail that one can go into on this, because you can really get into the minutiae, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen just different cosplayers. I've never been to a cosplay convention, although that is on my list of things to do.
We should mention that cosplay is what you often see at like something like Comic-Con, where people will take on the costume persona of a favorite fictional character.
Exactly. So it's basically short for just costume players or costume play. And I've seen just some people kind of do an homage, tribute to different characters, like Robin Williams as the, you know, I've seen so many different makeups of like just all of Robin Williams' characters in one piece. But I've also seen really extravagant, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars put into these amazing machinery pieces for costume play. So we just have a little feature on that and how some people who are involved in the cosplay community actually start small businesses in order to fund their craft. And they'll go and dress up as Disney princesses, go to birthday parties. We have a few different companies in Northwest Arkansas, but they do it independently, or they'll create pieces on Etsy and sell those. And that all goes towards funding their art and their fashion statement for their next cosplay convention. So,
a magazine, there's always pressure on the cover.
Yes.
And if the magazine is going to be paying attention to fashion and art, I would imagine there's even more pressure. How'd you decide what would be on the cover?
So I kind of, with brainstorming fashion, I am not too familiar in the world of fashion and, you know, Vogue and all that. But immediately when I thought of the cover, I was thinking of kind of vintage fashion covers, or having like the very classic Barbie, even though it's so much more than just looks when it comes to fashion, as we'll discover in this magazine. So I kind of wanted to do a play on a vintage portrait of a woman. And there's a Little Rock artist who's just, she's been on covers and she's been in newspapers and everything. She's one of our featured cover artists. But I was seeing her work and just picturing her as the fashion cover, because the pieces she was coming up with were just incredible for showcasing the art of fashion, really. So I kind of wanted that, almost a retro play on it, but bringing in a modern twist with diversity. So it's a really beautiful person of color on the cover, and she's surrounded by floral and flower arrangements, and it's really beautiful. And then another cover, we have two covers for this issue. Oh. So we'll have Northwest Arkansas and Little Rock cover, and the Fayetteville Northwest Arkansas cover features Brenna Collins' work, and she won Favorite Graphic Designer in the Black Apple Awards that the Idle Class and Fashion Week hosted last fall. So I wanted to really give her that experience and say, hey, here's one of our Black Apple Award winners. She's pretty well known in the DIY and graphic design community. So she has a really beautiful cover as well that she submitted to me, and we kind of jazzed it up for a cover as well.
All right, we mentioned fashion art. Anything else in this one that's going to be available in just a few days that we should know about? Any little secrets or?
Let's see. I guess there's a little, there's our event section that we always have, and there's some really great stuff. We'll have the Arkansas Lit Fest featured in there, and we'll have the Eureka Springs Festival as well. those are just little blurbs, and then we'll have just a ton of features. Not all of our features in the magazine necessarily go with a theme, but they do connect in some way. And this issue is beautiful. Somehow all of our ads and all of our design are color coordinated, which is like one of my small pleasures in life. It's just like how it all worked out. And our designer, Dana Holroyd, is amazing. She just took my vision, and I was just kind of like rambling to her, like, I want this. I love these colors. I love these fonts, whatever. And she just made it happen.
Julia Trupp is the editor of Idle Class Magazine. She talked with us late last week in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. The new issue of Idle Class will be distributed throughout Arkansas this week. You can find out more at idleclassmag.com.